When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. We the real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all. I just told you who I thought I was. A guy.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
I heard the beat and I ain't know what to write. First line should it be about the hoes of the ice. 4-4 is a black Christ, both flows would be nice. Rap a big paper, black man's plight. At the studio console, ask my man to the right. What verse should sound like? Should I freestyle or write? He said Nas with the fan on his Illmatic, Stillmatic. Picked up my pad and pencil and jotted what I feel. Been like 12 years since the nigga first signed. Now I'm a free agent and I'm thinking it's time to build my very own Motown. Yup, I got it from here, yay damn. The chain is remains, the game is intact. The name is mine, I take blame for that. The pressure's on, but guess who ain't gonna crack? Part of me had to laugh at that. How can you falter when I'm the Rock of Gibraltar?
Hey, what up, everybody? This is the Booker Ye Podcast.
Y'all didn't even do nothing. I just cut off Nas with Jay-Z, man. That took skill, man. Come on, man.
I'm pretty good.
Both them songs on the same Ye album, man. You ain't giving no credit, yo. It's a switchboard. Come on, man.
He always does this. He's always like, I got a thing I'm going to do. And we're like, okay, if you got a plan for everybody, you might want to include. Nah, we just do it.
I did it. Y'all, man. Shout out to the Ye segment, man. Y'all catch everything.
All right, what's up, everybody? This is the Book Ye Podcast. I'm Chris Daniels. This point of Rob Hayes is to my left. And we got, for the first time in a while, another special guest this episode, my man Jordan Temple. What up, man?
What up? This is the first time I've done it.
Yeah?
Not even for a while. I was trying to do this for a minute. Now this
we just couldn't get a workout scheduling-wise. You're a busy man.
We waited.
You've been on Conan. You wrote a play.
Yeah, man.
Hidden Fences.
A hilarious play. Probably one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen, ever.
Yeah,
you just came up. How was L.A.? You took it to L.A.
You wrote on Smith,
but
Run Down with Robin Thede.
You're just throwing all your shit at
you. Know what I'm saying? Resume heavy.
Don't forget the color Urkel. You know what I'm saying?
Color Urkel. You know what I'm saying? Coming soon.
Color Urkel coming back. But yeah, it was good. Hidden Fences L.A. was dope. My boy Jermaine Fowley produced the play for New York Comedy Festival, and then he flew six of the cast members out to L.A. We did 2 dates there. The 7th and the 8th. 8th was my birthday. And then the 8th,
Gemini
came out. Gemini season. Know what I'm saying? Gang, gang. But yeah, that's good.
You know how cool it is to be in L.A. and then you find out your friends are being flown out. So then they good. They in L.A. in a good mood. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because normally you see your friends in L.A. and they be like, everybody just look broke.
Everybody's cool. Everybody's suffering.
Everybody's like, yeah, let's hang out. Let's go to the beach.
Yeah.
Let's get wings. Like, damn, they got wing money? That's great.
Yeah. We were riding around like, yeah, man. Surprisingly, niggas feeling in good mood. Rob killed the Prince fucking song on the 7th after the first show. First show was fire. And I walk into a fucking bar where they're doing karaoke, and Rob is in the middle of a Prince song just killing it.
Beautiful.
Killing it. And then so much so I asked for some comics like, yo, let me get a jacket. And then at the end of the song I draped the jacket over him. Like fucking
James Brown. Type, yeah. Bobby Bird type stuff.
Yeah, man. Represent.
It felt good. It felt good to see Jordan from the stage, you know what I'm saying? Because I already knew what was gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? If they let me get through the first part of that song, the last part is gonna be a rap.
Yeah, man. One of the happiest, most recent moments, June 7th of my life. One of the happiest June 7th I've ever had.
Of all time.
Of all time.
And we got Cudi. We got Cudi. We got Kanye.
Oh, man. Cudi's back. Bringing the hums.
When Drake told Pusha you are not top five on your label's talent roster, I feel like he was talking about Cudi's hums and Tiana's dancing as part of the talents.
Wow. That's bold, Tiana.
I mean, I'm expecting, like, the album's going to be great. I'm expecting that Tiana's? To be, like, a secret. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a secret weapon.
I mean,
sure.
You can't have it last.
BET Weekend.
Right.
Is it? I don't give a shit about BET Weekend.
Man, yeah,
like,
but
they on some Blackanda shit. I don't know what the fuck that's about.
Who? What? That's who's hosting? Jamie Foxx.
You ain't see that?
That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun.
They hope he roast everyone.
That's going to be
this
fun.
This is your conscience. BET, this is your conscience.
He's going to be out there talking about slapping people. Come on, man. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be great.
Also, we recording this before the MTV Movie and Television Awards airs, so if something happens there, somebody tries to call out Ye, you know what I'm saying? Don't get mad. We missed it.
Yeah, no more emergency episodes coming because Issa Rae did something.
Wow, y'all got emergency episodes?
No, we get emergency requests.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
That's
because you know how shit happens on like Thursdays sometimes. Uh-huh. It's like, no, y'all got to do it now. But we record. It's every Tuesday. Y'all know the rules. They're very demanding.
It used to happen with my job. I used to have to like rewrite and write over chuck whole segments for shit. It's just like, come on, let that shit breathe. Like, nobody
let it breathe.
We're not here to talk about that album though.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
Thursday night.
We got you
outside. Queensbridge.
Mm-hmm. Queensbridge. Ravenswood Project.
Steven
Stout. Stand up.
Kanye West.
Allegedly.
Nas.
I couldn't see it. Because of
Kim Kardashian
difficulties. Was he there?
Yeah.
All right.
Lala.
Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of dudes with orange hoodies.
Mad orange hoodies. Bunch of niggas from Queensbridge that hadn't had a win in a decade.
Did y'all watch the live stream?
He tried
pieces of it. Yeah.
I only heard two songs from the live stream.
People just kept like reposting like the same thing. Even like you would go to people's Instagram and be like, go to like Mass Appeal or go to 97. And it would just be like one song looped over and over again.
Okay.
Yeah. All I heard for like the first, and I think something happened, it crashed. And then the only song I heard and the only shit I heard was Black Kemet Gods, Black Egyptian Gods on a loop.
Oh, man. Like,
what the fuck?
I don't think I heard that.
Nas, that's Nas. Okay.
So, I mean, you see some like violent Kanye head nods, like really feeling his own shit. I was really worried about the guy behind him. I was like,
yeah,
you shouldn't.
Yeah, about to
you hear. That guy is there to get hit in the head. That's his job.
He's there to get hit. Paid. Play it off.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I chopped that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was tight, though. I mean, and then we had to wait. If you missed the live stream, you had to wait to listen to it.
All day.
The whole damn day.
Yeah. But, you know, they were like, hey, we don't have to worry. We got all weekend for people to listen to the album. You know what I'm saying?
Psych, nigga.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing else going on.
Yeah. Ain't nothing else going to drop on a Saturday.
It's Escobar season.
Escobar season.
Yeah.
The J-Rock fans, they don't cross the same path.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Them J-Rock fans tried to get at me because I ain't mentioned him as far as Black Music Month with all these albums coming out.
His album's great, though.
I ain't never seen J-Rock. Yeah, it's good. I didn't know he was Black.
You know J-Rock?
What?
I ain't never seen him.
I mean, maybe since 2006.
I don't know.
But yeah, you could have seen him.
Okay.
He had the song with Lil Wayne.
Remember that song? I thought he was Black. I didn't want to assume. I never seen him. His last name's Rock. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't want to assume.
All right, I guess.
J-Rock, that's a pretty Black
rap
name. Pretty Black name. Yeah. I don't know what 070 Shake is, but she said, I think they scared of us. And I ain't going to tell her she not Black because she looks scary. I am scared of her.
She like a little dead in the eyes.
She looks like Grimes.
I don't think she's
could,
Black,
she could
but
be,
I would never say that to her face.
Might as well just call her Black Grimes.
Yeah. Oh, word.
I think they're scared of us. Like, no, I'm scared of you.
Just you. Thought Teyana Taylor was Dominican. This nigga Rob.
What?
I'm just saying, he's getting everybody's.
Oh, yeah, the whole
group. I'm saying, like, hey, what is okay,
it's Teyana.
First time I heard Teyana. Eminem, I thought he was black, and then I saw the video for My Name, and then I was like, this all makes sense. Why is? Because I was Eminem, like, why is this brother talking like
Eminem
this?
Is black.
Eminem's not black.
Rap about the trailer park.
He had on a do-rag.
He's light skin.
Eminem had on a do-rag for all of 2005. He never had waves. When he finally took that do-rag off, I was so disappointed. Like, you wore a do-rag.
Like a lot of brothers I know.
Yeah, yeah. That's they think, oh, I just got, you got to put in work.
Yeah. Also, you need a silky. Get off that polyester shit. That's why you don't got no waves. That's really deep black shit. Sorry. Nobody understood what silky. I just said. A silky. Niggas, okay. Real niggas know.
Well, I ain't got no waves.
Yeah. Fucking with the wrong fabric.
Yeah, right. Get your fabric game up, bro.
When did you see the Charlotte Durag Festival?
No, that's
no, what I saw.
They
saw
had a Durag Festival in Charlotte. They had a wave contest. They had a fashion show. Man, they had Charlotte, artwork.
Charlotte get washed.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Top three blackest things I've ever seen.
Really?
I ain't gonna lie.
Damn.
I was really, really upset that did not go down in my hometown.
That's all I want to see.
Or your hometown.
I saw it was a girl. She was doing photography for it. She had
on I saw that. She
had on some airs. And
And it was like a painting in the back.
When she was taking the photos, she would pull her foot out so it wouldn't crease.
Wow.
She was taking photos of the whole event. I was like, this shit is magical.
That's beautiful. I love that.
You ain't
beating
that.
Bunch of brothers proudly with their capes out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Capes.
Y'all wear y'all capes? Well, Chris, it's probably been a minute, but during you and your cape out, you tied up.
I wear a cape out. Nah, I wear the cape out, man. I'm superhero. Black superhero is the only, you know what I'm saying? Out here.
I've been tying my joint, yo. 50 Cent Nelly style, you know what I mean?
I feel you. The cape out, that's Jewel's. That's very uptown, the cape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I only saw that a lot here. I felt like in Detroit, but a lot of people tied it. That was the thing. When I was in middle school, yeah.
Like having a cape out is like the equivalent to like you about to get in a fight and you got long hair and don't put your hair up. You know, like, you know, might get your joint snatched.
Do you think it's the disqualification? Is it frowned upon to snatch somebody's cape in a fight?
Nah, if it's there, you just do it.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, if you pull the cape too hard, it's probably just gonna come off.
It might just come loose,
but if it comes loose and then it's around their neck, then ooh.
Yeah. You're dragged by your do-rag.
Now
it's
hostile.
Dragged by your do-rag.
First impressions once you finally heard the album.
It was all right.
Around midnight.
It was all right.
Friday night. I really liked it.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't like Nas's flow, but I felt like it was cool. It was like, you know, it was slower, but I was like, he rapping that. At a pace that I could rap with this pace.
Like the first, rap along.
Yeah,
that's how you do it. Yeah. I feel you.
The rhymes was coming eventually if you waited on it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everything he said, it was eventually going to rhyme with something. Now you might have to wait. He might wait. He might just take a pause and just chill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then, boom, it's going to rhyme with something.
I mean, even track two is like very close to like, Slick Rick, like, mimicking flow, kind of, like, or cadence.
The second time the Great Adventures of Slick Rick has been sampled in this run, which I thought was really cool. Because I feel like a lot of the purists are the people who turn their back on Ye because of all the antics and everything. And so it's like, I know the minute they hear it, they're going to be like,
I mean,
I hated it.
What, the back that he went back to the backpack shit?
No. Here's the thing.
You hated Nazir. You hated
no. Like, I'm talking about the song Cops.
Oh, okay.
The beat is dope.
Yeah, it's dope.
I couldn't rock with, like Nas like literally shouts out Kaepernick in his verse.
What's wrong with that?
And then Kanye comes in with his, and I couldn't help think I couldn't.
It's Kanye's a good it's, verse it's, is confusing.
It makes it, I'm like, okay, why is this song so dope in the concept. The beat is crazy, but now I can't process correctly because you've been on all this other shit.
Right. And he's like, there's two sides.
That stuff, and I'm like,
and he's
so
like,
close, Kanye.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's weird because it's like some parts of, you can't tell what he's trying to say. You can't tell what side he's on. Right. You know, you can't tell if he's pandering. It's just like,
yeah,
it's just like a he's perfect like, mirror of right. what he's been doing. But at the same right. time, we want him to like
commit.
Pick a side.
Yeah, just I don't think it's that hard.
Yeah,
I feel like there's too much shit going on for like that. Like that song for me, I was like, okay, I'm gonna step away for a bit. And then yeah. I don't know what the next song is. But
before we get to that, we gotta talk about this. Not for radio.
Yeah,
okay. Diddy like talking his stuff.
Yeah,
you I like to saying? Hear that. Hate Me Now, reminiscing.
Come on, that's
like,
Kanye's
oh,
favorite yeah. video. Is Hate Me Now?
Oh wow,
the
okay.
explosions from Runaway are a reference to the explosions from the Hate Me Now video. Kanye said he always asked Hype Williams about those explosions. And that Hate Me Now video.
That must have been a scary conversation.
That used to confuse me because they crucified Nas in that video. Mm-hmm. I remember this preacher coming to our church talking about how like Nas, like y'all saw what happened to Tupac. He made that album cover and then he was crucified on the album cover. Now Tupac's gone. I'm just saying. Something might happen to Nas, and now I'm looking like Nas is still around. He got all his hair. He fine. You know
he's
what I'm
good.
Saying?
Still
like
look
he's
the
good.
Same.
He looked the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, man, where is that dude at?
The belly.
Yeah. So
I just it was hard for me. Like, I was like excited when I heard like the chorus. I was like, oh, this is monumental.
Yeah.
And then there's another part of me that's like, yo. I just wish Nas would have maybe not on that song, but like at some point done what like Ye and what Jay-Z did so well is like actually feel like, you know, like be introspective, like, you know, be like, yo, I fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Make that shit sound, but make it slap. Don't make me feel bad for you because you fucked up. You know
you
what
mean,
I
mean on the album period?
On the album period, just... but also if it's Nas and you want to take all the venom out of what motherfuckers could say, he could have like
out the gate
been like first bar. If you Nas, you
I ain't slap nobody
yeah, or something. Yeah. Something. I'd be like, yo, I hit a butter something. I'm sorry, I drink too much Henny because my daddy left me. And I'm from the
but still
you know,
buy
that ain't
but
a,
still buy the Henny.
That ain't an excuse, but I'm just saying, like, right out the gate, you Nas.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he could have been a lot better. You if you want to take people's like bullets are like out the gun, I feel like out the gate you gotta be like, yo, I'm type. Yo,
well,
been, you know?
Does that think that you mean that Nas conceded? Are you saying like it feels like he's just like, well, I'm in France now. Bonjour.
Yeah. He basically said
bonjour.
That. He basically said that. He was like on I think the last track or second to last track, he was like, I'm a scholar, I'm an almanac. Like in response to the allegations, he's basically like, you can't say I hit women. I'm a book. Like, yeah. What are you talking about? Like, nigga, what? I'm a scholar. I'm an almanac.
Yeah. It's hard to look next to it. Hit, like, if you go take, like, okay, the greats, and you always want to, like, put Nas, like, right next to, like, Jay-Z.
Right.
And, of course, like, right now, like, Kanye just came out with his album. Kanye, like, that's right at the gate. One of my favorite parts of Ye, and I listen to that song every day. Like, I listen to the whole album pretty much from the beginning. Like, I listen to Ye pretty much every day from the beginning. Like,
really?
At this point now.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm
even
like,
all mine.
I just don't go back to my phone.
I mean, I get it.
I just don't go back to my phone. I just let it. I'm like, okay, I can tolerate this for 2 minutes. Let's rock. And the beat is great, but
that should just,
it's like yeah, that's how.
I just want to hold Jeremiah's song and him just. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't Jeremiah.
List. Who is that?
They found it's like some dude we don't even know. It's like a rapper who signed to like another
Yo,
dude.
I need to know who that dude is. We need to find that dude.
All right. We'll find out. But what I'm saying is, like, you got Kanye being totally open, which is regardless of, like clearly his shit, I hate that he says and does, but I love how he, like, you know, how he analyzes himself and expresses that through his music.
Yeah. Yeah, he was much more.
Like, 444 is only interesting because Jay-Z gets bare with it.
Right.
That's not true.
I'm like, as far as like the aesthetic, like, I'm not worried about how rich you are. You know, I'm talking about like the fact that he gets so personal. Like,
I want to know what Jay-Z's thinking when he watched the Oscars.
Come on, man.
We live in La La Land, man. Even when we win, we gonna lose.
He's gonna say something mad basic that he thinks is super deep.
Come on, man.
Like, you know who should have won? He'd be like, yeah, we knew that.
Either way, for not like Nas, just like, I'm pure talent, I guess. I mean, his message, like, is not that different than what you like. It's not what you didn't expect from Nas,
right?
There on the whiteboard, on the dry erase board, there was a track that said, "I'll explain everything," and I felt like that was gonna be the song where Nas was gonna tell us everything we wanted to hear, and somehow. On this album, we don't have "I'll Explain Everything."
Which some people say, like, from the listening party, the album's different. Some stuff, like, they say, like, even, like, the Diddy part that wasn't on at the, like, on, like, the listening party.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it says some stuff might have changed or moved around.
Mm. That Diddy part is hard, though.
Yeah.
I do want Diddy talking this stuff on more albums.
Yeah, I want that on my comedy album.
Come on, man.
Come on,
man. On that Rick Ross album when he was giving that speech. In the middle of the song, he's just like, "You, these mere mortals, they are roaches." Like, come on, man. Just want Diddy talking this stuff on every album. I don't care whose album it is. Adele's album. You 30 now. You still out here crying? Why you sad? Tell them goodbye from the other side. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care whose album it is. Weird Al's album. We parried in everybody. I don't care who it is. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Aunt Clemens is the dude from All Mine.
Yo, I was waiting for like a, like the verse, not like the verse Ye had on Reborn. I was waiting for some. I want all the smoke. I want all the paint. Like Nas to give that. Like Nas didn't even give us that. So,
I mean, I guess I guess maybe he just felt like he like had to concede, or maybe he's like didn't. I don't know. I hear various stories. Some references are very recent. You know, Starbucks shit is very recent.
Super recent. Yeah,
but people said he'd been working on this for years with Kanye. Some people said.
They've been talking about it for years.
It doesn't feel like
they don't. I don't think they've been working on it for years. I feel like they've been talking about it for years. I've seen a whole timeline that goes back to 2010, 2009, when they started talking about it in Hawaii. Okay. But that doesn't mean that they've been working on it since.
I feel like they've been working on it for 6 months. I've heard is almost... Because I could imagine, like, after you make something perfect, like Illmatic, like... Just for the body of work he has, like him and so many other rappers have never like reached that pinnacle. So just like knowing that he got rich so young and just hearing about his own work ethic, like he got a little lazy. Like when Pharrell wanted to like produce beats for him and he first heard Pharrell beats, he passed on it. He was like, "Nah, I don't want to listen to these weirdo niggas." Like Then he started working with Noriega. So like his whole style.
Super thug.
Yeah, he could have definitely, like with the sounds that Ye gave him now, they aren't as boom bap like, but I feel like he could have advanced his own style and really pushed himself if he wasn't so closed minded to the perfection that Illmatic gave him. I feel like if he wasn't so perfect out the gate, he would have been a much better rapper overall.
Nas had a Ye beat in 99 and we didn't hear it till 02 on the Lost Tapes, and then Ye didn't get his credit for it.
Oh, damn.
And Ye produced the Nas track on Jermaine Dupri's album Life in 1492, that first track on that CD. That's with Jermaine Dupri and Nas. That's produced by Kanye. So Kanye's been producing for Nas for like a minute, but that is the biggest criticism of Nas is his beat selection.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And so now he's got the beats. These beats are amazing. Yeah. Like, some of these beats are, in my opinion, crazy good.
Wiz Khalifa picks better beats than Nas.
Rick Ross is the best beat picker.
Yes.
In my opinion. Mm-hmm. Period. But, like, yeah, Wiz Khalifa picks great beats.
Lil Uzi Vert.
You know,
shimmy.
He
shimmy
picks guy. Him when That's he points guy. To him with his shoulders.
That's you know how you know saying? He likes it. He's like, okay, yeah. okay.
Yeah. You can't see what we're doing with shimmy. Yeah.
He's like, shh, he only got one shoulder. Oh, fuck. You don't like it.
My shoulders didn't move.
He didn't move once.
Not that one.
No.
It just takes a lot. I pop out his eye. I don't like it. Nah.
No, Mike know. Will. No, Mike Will. Not that one, Mike Will. Send me more, Mike Will.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I like Bonjour though. I really did.
I like
Tony Williams.
I like Bonjour.
Everything.
I really like White Label. Man. Hey, everything.
Let's get another 808. Yo, Ye been proving. Hey, I don't know where y'all been at. If y'all been paying attention, my man Ye been singing. He been hitting these high notes. I don't know where he been
he
singing
is
at.
Hitting those high notes.
Yeah. While y'all filming the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Ye in the room singing, cause. He hitting these high notes, yo.
That's no auto-tune, right?
He in the guest house hitting them high notes. getting them fucking singing lessons.
I feel like, yeah, Kanye in a dream always works.
Come on, man. I want to hear a whole 808s part two.
L to the O, B to the E. That nigga slaps. Dream is a legend.
The Dream is, he has two parts on Kanye albums where no one knew it was him. On Watch the Throne, when he comes to in the center, desire, I stand by. And then on that song, Cruel Summer, Higher, with Look at Your Money, Ooh, Mama.
He's on Pablo, you too. You
on the bright side of his own. Ooh, Mama. It's like, bro, what do you own?
Yeah, he's on
What
some
makes
shit,
you
man.
Sing that? You in a room full of, you know what I'm saying, rappers and stuff, and you get on the mic, Ooh, Mama. We put it in reverse like na 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 na. Like, bro, did you watch Batman before you got here? How many na 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 nas are you gonna put on the song?
That sound like Lego Batman. Niggas making fun of Batman.
Pew 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 pew. I loved everything, yo. That made me cry. Then Adam and Eve.
That beat's great.
That beat is great. And then Simple Things, where Nas talking about how his exes date athletes, but he don't care because he a book and whatnot.
Because what? Yeah.
Yeah, that's where that line comes
it's
from.
It's from the almanac. I'm an almanac. I'm a,
like, yo. If my exes ended up with the athlete and they happy, then that's cool by me. Like, no, what are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
We're just like, you know what? I'm a great stepfather. That's pretty much the mindset he's going
I
for.
I started, like... After it really sunk in that I was like, well, this album isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, pretty disappointed by it. I'm not good. Only because, like, I just, it's not like, yo, I need that old Nas. It's just like, Nas is Nas. Like,
I need that Nas.
I need that Nas.
Yeah.
I need that, especially if you're going to go back to Nasir. And this is something I agree with too. Somebody had a review, and I was like, yo, you named it your government, and you ain't gonna be, like, completely transparent.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that hit me in the chest. So I went back to listen to 444. I've been listening to that, like, 2-3 days. And I just appreciate Jay-Z more.
Who made 444?
Jay-Z.
Never heard of him.
His name's Sean.
Who's that?
Sean.
Who's that? Carter.
Carters put out an album.
It made
like...
me appreciate. I mean, that shit is trash, but it made me appreciate Jay-Z more. You know, it also made me listen to that the time Jay-Z called into the radio station after Ether, and they asked him about it, and you can actively hear him sound like he's sobbing in response.
I remember that.
They're like, yeah, man, it was just
it's
personal,
super
you know.
Ugly coming soon.
Yeah, it was just really personal, you know. It's what he did. It is like, yeah. So
I was thinking more so for me, like, suffered. It didn't suffer. It's just like, it's just too much music out right now. Like,
yeah,
this is a lot.
Flooded. I feel like people had an ear. First of all, the uploading, the taking forever for it to upload was a problem, especially because it was a problem with the live stream. The Wave app was working. Y'all made us download a whole app. I was on the Wave app. I still don't know how to work it, but, you know, I was looking for it. So I was on the Wave app. And then I seen people's like, YouTube, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why are we going to YouTube? Why that, you know? So then I was like, man, maybe Leo Cohen has something to do with this. Maybe he signed a deal for it to be on exclusively on YouTube. But then I'm listening to it on YouTube and it's all these fake videos. I'm like, come on, man.
Who has time to make live stream?
Why?
I don't know. But it's too easy for me to listen to it and I can be like, okay, I can go back. I can go back to Daytona. I can go back to Ye.
Yeah.
I can go back to Kitsy Ghost. I can go to J-Rock's album.
Mm-hmm.
It's all these choices.
A lot of choices right now.
I just think it's like, it's good. Like, the beats are great. I think the songs are good. I don't think anything is like extraordinary.
I really like the beats on Nasir, and I probably listen to Bonjour.
I feel like some of these songs, like, I'm listening to like almost in like a background mode kind of thing.
Also, to all the yaysayers who thought I didn't know what pre-bait meant, first of all, you guys were hitting me up before I heard the song.
What'd you think pre-bait meant?
Playing around.
It's pre-debate. It's the debate before you start debating. That's what they talked about in The Great Debaters, starring Denzel Washington.
He said girls pre-bait so that they don't get...
Yeah, what? But so that they don't something on a date.
Yeah.
Before they don't fuck on their first date?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's debating about a woman's right to choose...
So people on Twitter was like, what you think about this line? And I was like, I have no clue what that means. But they didn't know I was being sarcastic. So then they kept being like, come on, man. Come on. This means masturbate before the date. Come on. And I'm like, yo, yeah, duh. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, I'm not going to give it to y'all.
Never would have thought about that. That's a genius level.
Pre-bait, yeah. Wow. Bonjour, man. I'm telling you, that's good. That's the best song on the album. French. Yeah, maybe they
French girls do that a lot.
I don't know. I don't know if women pre-bait.
I don't think women do that.
I felt like that. Yeah, I thought that was a man thing. I feel like women don't have a issue, but maybe I don't know. I don't want to put women in a box.
I don't know
I don't
if it's
put boxes in a box.
Oh boy.
Oh boy!
Oh gosh!
Hell no!
Pre-bait. I feel like women are always pre-baiting though. No matter if they're on a date or not, they don't. They just masturbate. I don't know. They just get off.
Whatever. Like that's like for them.
Yeah, that's for them.
Dudes,
and then they yeah.
Dudes is for the opposite. Girls don't need it.
Mm-hmm. So they can fuck whatever they want.
They just turned 30, so. I don't know.
Wait, you got both turned 30?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
It's hard life.
Yeah. Ain't gonna be no pre-bait.
Wrap this up. I gotta take a nap.
It's one bait. You get one bait.
you only get one bait. Do not miss
all
your chance
one
to blow.
Bait.
Oh man.
So are we gonna get into the other album?
What other album? Who are these people?
Ain't no best.
All right, man. So basically, you know, some people decide to be petty this weekend, put out an album on a Saturday.
As hell.
And troll the mess out of Ye. If you don't,
they trolled everybody.
If you don't think they not trolling Ye, then because there's going to be a lot of people, there's going to be a lot of arguments, and there's going to be a lot of people who didn't listen to the Ye projects who only listen to the Carters. There's gonna be some people that only listen to the Ye projects that didn't listen to the Carters. There's not gonna be a lot of people in the middle of that Venn diagram. So those are the only people who really have this discussion, but they were trolling the mess out of Ye. First of all, the Mona Lisa is where? At the Louvre. Where? In Paris, France. Kanye and Jay-Z made what? Niggas in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kim got robbed where? in Paris. Where is Kanye and Kim not going? Paris. Where was part of their wedding party? Where the rehearsal dinner was where? Paris. And you gonna shoot a whole video in the Louvre in Paris? Come on, man. And we just put out Bonjour yesterday? Come on, man.
See, the red string on, was man. Really taught up to that point.
Come on, man.
You didn't need to add that part.
Yeah, Bonjour.
It unraveled, right?
No, it didn't unravel.
You really
it
had.
It didn't unravel,
you
dog.
You had all your connections.
No.
You ran out
of
Pentax.
It's tight. It's tight, dog. No. First of all, man, think about the thing they said. Kanye made a song called Real Friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kanye on stage said, come by the house. Jay-Z and Beyonce got a song called Friends. And Jay-Z names everybody who's ever came by his house in the song. Did y'all hear the song? It's like, Tata been over, looked after the kids. So-and-so comes over, blah, blah, comes over. I'm like, all right.
Who have to look after the kids to be in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying y'all don't see how they trolling man.
Kanye does the same. Everybody does the same shit.
Yeah,
but Jay-Z, people don't hold him accountable when he does it, and he's equally, if not more, petty.
What are you gonna hold him accountable for?
He's a 48-year-old man wearing a suit on chest.
Yeah,
we need to hold him accountable for some things. You got a turquoise suit on chest. And you 48 years old.
He looked pretty bad.
Where's Cameron when you need him? This man had on a turquoise suit on chest. No undershirt.
Yeah.
No t-shirt. No dress shirt. Suit on chest.
And just the week before, he's buck naked looking like,
man.
He's like,
no,
man.
I thought we were going to do that.
That right? shit looked terrible.
Right?
Come on, bro.
But when Kim poses naked, it's a problem.
Right.
When Kim poses naked, is in a magazine, it's an issue.
It's just
But y'all
convenient.
Just going to let pictures leak
about,
out of y'all
about,
naked
about,
in the
it's
bed.
It's about the timing, dog.
It's about the timing?
Yeah.
What?
Kim's photos.
Broke the internet. What y'all trying to do? Break the internet. You know what? I'm glad Ye is here every Friday fixing the internet.
Jay-Z's photos definitely fixed the internet.
What?
His photos fixed the internet.
Nah.
Niggas are like,
stop people photoshopping him out of the photos.
Yeah, you have to. Niggas are like, yo, let's never do
he
this
He looked
again.
Like he don't want to be there. That's his punishment for cheating. It's like, oh, okay. You going to embarrass me? No. Wait till we get this selfie stick. No, you cool. No, put that 444. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we're going to go on tour together. Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah,
wait till I get this selfie stick
like
in the mail.
The Jay-Z in the suit and the Jay-Z in the bed is two different. Like, one of them knew that they had a photo shoot coming up, and the other one.
Come on. Yeah, like, maybe after your naked body leaks, you just like, what am I putting a shirt on for?
He's 5 years away suit from using chest. Instagram like Will Smith does.
Oh,
you know, just like, hey, y'all remember me, right? Y'all like
today it came out. That
like, why ain't you making no movies? No, yeah. Don't worry about that. Baby. we rapping again now, baby.
Today it came out that Jay-Z is the head of Puma's basketball operations, and they signed
DeAndre
two basketball
Ayton and
players,
Marvin Bagley third,
and which called Bell from the
Warriors.
The Warriors.
The fuck they signed? All right, I guess.
Lady Gaga got a deal with Kodak. I love Lady Gaga. Get your money.
I know where you're going.
What the hell you know about cameras? Why is Jay-Z? We've been through this.
What?
S. Carter's tried to make some basketball shoes.
Your G-Unit
only
sneakers
Chris
was
wore.
Hot, though. G-Unit sneakers.
They weren't hoopable.
Oh, no.
No
they
one was
supposed
hooping.
To be.
You're not supposed to hoop
just
in
supposed
no
to wear those
shoe.
In Queens, man. You're just supposed to wear those in Queens. Queens
on,
niggas
man.
Wear G-Unit
You can't
sneakers.
Be mad about shoes not being hoopable and you don't hoop in them.
What?
Yeah, that sounded dumb in my head, too. But, like, what? You just said they're not hoopable, but nobody, you're not wearing them to hoop in.
Nah, they're casual, man.
I thought S-Dots were casual shoes.
He made S-Dot basketball shoes. And Kenyon Martin, I think, had them. I might be wrong. Somebody had them. But they were terrible. Nobody bought them. Nobody played in them.
Gina sneakers and S. Carter's almost look the same.
They were very similar.
Right?
Yeah. Gina's was like Rod Laver's and S. Was like the Gucci tennis. But they were like very similar, like 80s model shoes that they just took and reworked for.
They try to make
one of the dopest commercials ever to come on during the BET Awards. When Jay-Z and 50 was in the studio, I was excited. Then I finally saw the shoes and I was like, I'm cool. But I just download the audio from this commercial.
I love how that's
tell y'all I'm a rock like G4, flying the G5, riding the G4, G in the footwear, G in the apparel.
That was always my favorite way, like my favorite commercials, like how rappers like advertise. They're always in the studio. That's my favorite.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like y'all know y'all want to get this. This is authentic.
The worst rapper shoes got to be the Game Hurricanes, because the Game always rapped about Nikes. Like always
that.
Rapped about Nikes, and he came out with a Hurricane. It's not a shoe. It's my shoe. Like, what does that even mean? What does that mean?
I think the worst were Birdman Lugs.
Oh, yeah. Birdman Lugs. Funkmaster Flex Lugs.
He have, oh, my God. Yeah, he did have Lugs. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oof.
In, like, 2000.
What was
like,
the
he
deal?
Been off Tim's for a minute.
Yeah.
Funkmaster Flex Lugs.
And that's
all
how
these
that...
radio personalities want smoke. Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
That's how the sneakers look too. After what, like one wear, the flat all be all open. Like them shits was talking. Funkmaster Flex, like.
That's what's gonna be the sound when your lungs hit the pavement. Funkmaster Flex Night.
Yeah, I grew up on that sound, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was beautiful.
Yeah, you haven't been here. Yeah. Tell us about you know, what's your first experience with Kanye, man?
Oh man. See, I love Ye. My stepmom, she bought me College Dropout, and I was in between, but that was 03. That's when 50 came out. I was living in Jersey, but then after that, I went to go back to living in the PJs with my mom. So I was like very, but like had more of a Kanye like you know, inside the crib.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting because it was like, and I lived in Queens. So it was like I had the 50 Cent like environment,
mm-hmm.
but my home life was more Ye.
Okay.
So I was in between both.
Yeah.
But I thought I was also 50 Cent. It's a very confusing time.
I got
but,
you.
Yeah, but yeah, I always love Ye. Ye helped me with my life, man.
Yeah.
He's like he was always, you know, an inspirational figure. Like I feel like Jesus walks, made me want to go to church, you know, fucking I didn't, but it made me want to. I mean, yeah, I always love Ye for being like, you know, everything I'm not made me everything I am, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I always when I had like my fucking cassette and CD and shit, like, yeah, Ye was like the gospel for me. I always like stuck by him for that reason. Like in the way that like not on some idol shit, but I feel like some people who like are like, you know, rightfully upset about his comments now, I feel mm-hmm. like they didn't really mean shit to him in the first place. You know what I mean? Like, niggas didn't have a lot of role models. It sounds like corny, but yeah, niggas ain't have a lot of role models. Just Uncle Phil. Rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, that's what it was. Like, yay, he just, I don't know. It sounds corny to have, like, rappers as role models, but that's how it was. Nas too.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of niggas. I don't know.
So you having a rough time? Or you having
I'm in between. I feel better. I feel more like I've come to a little bit of resolution with Ye only because I feel like, you know, he had his bipolar shit. And
right.
And he talked about that at length. I'm not condoning what he said, but But also know that niggas love and respect Jay-Z for 444, and his actions were as bad as Ye's words.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. So,
but I can't forgive Nas. And then Cuddy had his own personal problems.
Would you forgive Nas if he told, like, if he rebutted and it was like he saw it completely opposite? Like, we haven't heard his side. So we don't know, right. But at the same time, we haven't heard anything.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like too much time is elapsing. Like, by the time he realizes, like, there's, and I, you know, I've read and I'm known this now, like, reflecting on, like, some of Ye's lyrics and Jay-Z's and Nas's too, like, you know, in their own, like, raps and their own ideas of themselves, like, it gets to the point where, like, no one in their circle checks them. So a lot of those words, your words become action. So it's like, if no one's checking Nas when he's saying he's a god, mm-hmm. and no one's checking Ye when he's like, you know, just spouting over all the shit that he's been saying for albums and, you know, like, just wild shit. It's like, when they actually do, when that bubbles over into, like, some action, then it's kind of, it feels like a little bit too late, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's the problem with Nas, is like his first lines in Nasir were, you know, black Kemet gods, black Egyptian gods, but it's like, you a god and you not, like, contrite, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, my nigga, like, you supposed to be, like, you know, like, it's just like his thoughts are way too lofty. Like, they've, like, become, like, such monumental figures that, you know, they can't be, you know,
yeah, you kinda,
held accountable.
I feel like when I hear, like, Nas go on, like, he has so many, like, ideals, and I feel like he has, like, lofty, not just, like, expectations, but, like, heights for what he sees, like, people can reach, but mm-hmm. he never conflates it with, like, his own, like, human error or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Or at least it doesn't, like, blend together. It's like, I'm studied, therefore I can present, you know, I can present vision, but you got to, I mean, I don't know. On some level, you got to be like, okay, we're down here, though. You
right,
know? Like,
right, exactly.
Like, walk amongst the people a bit and try to, like, make the connection.
Right. That's how, you know, Ye was feeling for a while, too. But I also, I don't know. I think that Nas, especially being from the PJs, like, rising up, like, you don't, that's the thing too, like I think that's how rap could be, like, it's a little tough, like, once niggas get money, because it's like, yo, I brought myself up from the projects, I brought myself up from all the strife and my confidence, you know, power, my dreams, and now I can't say, nah, I can't, like, get away with this shit that I've been getting away with, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mind helped get me here.
But I feel like that's
niggas, you know what I'm saying? What can niggas say to me?
I feel like that's, like, I Am and Nostradamus, but I feel like he had to pull back. Like, yes, he had on red leather and there were explosions and tigers in cages and they were spitting crystal out with fuzzy hats and whatnot, but he pulled back after that. And I feel like people respected him, after, you know, so much more for, like, pulling back. And I feel like everything after that moment, after Takeover, I feel like Nas became, like, a different artist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even Life Is Good, I thought was, like, I don't know. I thought that was a great album. Like, I was really excited coming into this album. And I don't know.
Just makes me look at the dress and shit differently. It's like, you know, I heard his side, but now we heard her side this time. And now coming back, you would expect to hear his side again, but he's not even.
Yeah.
It don't sound like Khalees is asking for, like, a back and forth with him.
No, not at all.
I think she seems very private.
She would release a terrible diss record.
Yeah.
This is not rap beef. This is a real issue.
I wouldn't expect her to, like, do, like, an interview.
I feel like Jay-Z and Beyonce have, you know, because they are the business people they are, they've used their issue as an opportunity to be relatable, because they're not relatable at times. And so it's like, oh, okay, we went through something that, you know, everyone goes through, great.
Right.
You make your album, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make my album.
Right.
Then we're gonna make our album, you know?
Right.
And then they call the album Everything Is Love. Like, Kanye hasn't been spreading the love this whole spring. You know what I'm saying?
It's unraveling. That,
come on,
that
man. No. Everything is love. Like, it's not Kanye love, we got love.com. Like, he's not saying love everybody. Everything is love.
Love
then
lockdown.
They talking about Come on. Yeah. Come on, man.
All right. So
then they talking about I'm good on every Martin Luther King Boulevard. What's that supposed to mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just because my man put a MAGA hat on, he not good on every Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Speak it.
Come on, man.
Speak it.
Come on, they trolling him the whole album. If you don't hear it, you not listening.
What?
They trolling him the whole album, yo. They know, like, come on, man. Come on. Any other time somebody be like, yo, I'm going through something.
Hotel,
you know what
brothers.
I'm saying? I have Hotel. Issues. I'm going through something.
It's really about
the gods.
And somebody
just poke with them. Come on, man.
At the end of the day, it's about the gods and the earths, my brother.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about. This is the hotel.
Nah, don't do that, dog.
This is the hotel.
Don't do that, man.
And I'm checking in. And I'm checking everybody in.
Steve Martin's my
hotel.
Steve Martin's my hotel. Shout out to the Prince of Egypt, man. Shout out to Steven Spielberg. Shout out to Mariah Carey. R.P. Whitney Houston.
You know there's a Whitney movie?
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all. I saw a poster for it at the theater.
Yeah, it's a Whitney movie. There was a Whitney Showtime movie. You probably missed that too.
Yeah.
Now there's a Whitney movie that was at the Cannes Film Festival, approved by the family. You know, we got to see that thing.
I mean, just like everything else, they improved. Get that bread.
Money's
they didn't
money,
improve
yeah.
that Showtime movie.
Oh, no.
And they definitely didn't improve that that Lifetime movie.
I mean, no one approves those.
No.
Yeah.
Those shits get greenlit. No. I'm about to have one.
I want to get in a Lifetime movie. Yo.
Yeah.
You got it.
Who could I play in a Lifetime movie? If y'all need a Jay-Z... If y'all need a...
We'll start with the list. Who's dead already?
I'm going to play Sidney Poitier.
I want to play OJ's friend in the Lifetime movie.
My name is Mr. Tibbs.
I want to play OJ's friend in the Lifetime. OJ. OJ, I told him. AC, put that gun away, okay?
The untold story.
The devil's gonna find you, OJ.
The world's most indecipherable man. Why was he really friends with OJ in the first place?
Me and OJ been friends since Oakland, California.
How did ESPN find this guy?
I walked to ESPN barefoot, and I told Karen Champion to let me in.
Critics say this is the most haunting film.
Oh, man.
Jordan was here for that.
Yeah.
We had a whole thing about the OJ documentary.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was like a string of weeks where we was making fun of dude with the voice from the 30 for 30. When's that Michael Jordan? Oh, that's next year.
Yeah. I think it's like 2020 or some shit like that.
That nigga's always drunk.
You see the photo of him rolling
that
out
shit
the
is hilarious.
Yeah, so like a bottle crazy. Of tequila. He had a box of tequila in one hand, like a bottle of whiskey in another hand, just ignoring somebody, clearly asking for like a single, photo, yeah. Looking straight ahead, just like, I'm too
bloodshot.
Was it Chameleon Air?
Chameleon Air.
That's the top five MJ photo right there. That's better than the flu game photo.
That's good.
You think Lonzo listened to the album?
Come on, man. Hot off Kylie Kuzma. You know, I don't know. Oh, yeah. Who'd he say was better
than
Nas?
Big B's.
I don't remember who he said was better, but he just
Lil
said
Pump.
Nobody's listening to Nas.
Oh,
2018.
Yeah. I don't think Nas listened to it.
Them niggas never come to the bridge, man. Get beat up. Big ballers. Big baller brand.
Like he's light skin.
I hope he get. What if he gets traded to the Nets?
I keep
some kind of three-way trade.
That was like because of this Kawhi thing. Also, we don't know who listens to the podcast. Kawhi, if you're listening, you know, Blake Griffin's in Detroit now.
Yo, come on.
We got a whole LA East thing going on.
Come on, LA, dog.
New York doesn't deserve basketball teams.
Really, really don't. Keep the arena. Bring teams here to play.
Yeah.
It's a great, I love MSG.
Yeah.
But man.
Make City Field a community center for underprivileged youth. of Queens. Just let people live there or something. That shit is trash. The Mets are terrible. Yankees are right, I guess. I don't know. Niggas don't like baseball.
But I got a lot of infrastructure solutions.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We always ask people on this podcast, also, do you have a most and least favorite Kanye song?
If so, what are they?
My most favorite, Still Dreaming. My least favorite, Still Dreaming.
Wait, why is it your least favorite? Still Dreaming's amazing.
Nah, I made that up. I don't know.
Oh, because Chrisette Michelle? You can't be mad at her if you're not mad at Ye.
Nah, I forget. I don't know.
Can you? Ye didn't perform at the inauguration. I don't know. Isn't that her? Isn't
that Chrisette Michelle? Song with Brandy? I don't like that fucking song.
Oh, Bring Me Down?
Yeah. No.
Hate the niggas, that's the way it is. Hate the niggas, marry hated bitches that have hated kids. Yeah. Come on, man.
I feel like it's something off 808s that I can't name.
That you love or hate?
I hate. I don't know.
Ain't nothing bad on 808s.
So Still Dream is your favorite?
No, I don't know what I'm talking about.
And your least favorite?
Most favorite is I play this song a million times. Father Stretch My Hands Part 2. Probably my most favorite. Just off of replay value.
Yeah.
Like, it'll change, but I think that's my most favorite as of right now.
That's definitely designer's favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Not when he heard it.
It's either that or Champions.
No, when he heard it, I don't know. He might be like, that's not like me.
Yeah. So you want me to do
he didn't even know he was getting stolen.
Yeah. He was like, you want me to record something new?
Nah.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah. Keep that same shit. Keep that same energy. Keep that same. And then least favorite? I don't know. It has to be like a feature. Something off Watch the Throne.
Mm.
Something that stinks. I don't know. I didn't really like the album.
You didn't like Watch the Throne?
Nah, not really.
Mm.
Something off there. Any song off that wasn't a single.
You know what we didn't shout out Kanye. For not just Kanye, J. Cole, they're getting Richard Pryor's streams up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
There's two songs in the last like 2 months. Richard Pryor's in.
Yeah, I'm no, sure. Oh yeah, yeah. We didn't even talk about that Richard Pryor scream.
He's the new Big Frida.
Cop Shot the Kid.
Yeah.
That is great. That and was the major. Album cover is great. The album cover made me think, oh, this is about to talk about all of it. You know what I'm saying? Waffle House, IHOP,
toys,
everybody. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's about to talk about all of it. You know what I mean? The robot, holding up the robot. Yeah, we're going to talk about technology.
I feel like
technology.
That was Ye's idea. He's just like, yeah, this kid got gun. Make this kid a robot.
I think all the album covers are Kanye's idea.
Yeah.
If you go from Pusha T, like, clearly pick that one.
Mm-hmm.
The artwork for Kitsy Ghost.
Would people listen to Pusha T had that? Like, I feel like
I keep thinking about that because people ask me like, how much is he like reaching for attention to get buzz? Sure. And it's like, okay, of course to a degree, but it because I'm like,
would
nobody's
Drake
ever
have
talked
responded
to,
had it just been a regular Pusha T album? You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean regular? Just
like no buzz about the cover.
But I mean, he responded to the song
because he addressed them.
Yeah, but we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but also, apparently, he's holding on to one of the best diss records of
apparently
all time.
Apparently, it's going to be, he has a light version on that's going to be on his album.
Oh, shit.
According to DJ Academics, the reliable source that he is, there is no light version.
I don't trust that nigga. DJ Academics is, he's going to be the first DJ to get, like, get crossfire.
I mean, hanging
around Tekashi, like, why? He gonna catch.
You don't hang around Tekashi outside. You always gotta be indoors.
Right.
They be at the pool.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, that's
be in
a dangerous
pool.
Location.
He be holding the like the phone for him. He be taking his.
That's him.
His instance. Yeah.
This is how old is this dude?
Too old to have friends.
Too old to have friends.
Yeah.
I don't know what that meant, but Jordan said, I just co-signed it real quick.
I
don't know what it means, you know what I'm saying?
To have friends like that, I mean, that nigga's retarded.
I did listen to the Carter's album. I probably will listen to it. I'm going to On the Run, but that don't mean I gotta like it, and I see
Wait, you can talk all that shit, you go,
it's like, pay $300, yeah.
They all about the machine, they ain't even real people, but I got the receipt, because I need to go see them in real life, though.
Yeah. I got to tell them to their face. I'm going to wear my Wyoming hoodie there. Like, it was like it was a toss-up.
We going to see Rob in the crowd going ape shit.
In my Wyoming hoodie, though. And I'm glad I got the orange one, too. So they'll be able to know what the deal is.
Make sure you wear two. Make sure you got the Nas one underneath that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For the second half.
Yeah. Yeah, you do Takeover. That's when I take off my Wyoming hoodie and I got the Nas hoodie on. You know what I'm saying? Let him know.
He made 9 posts on Instagram on Father's Day. I was like, he's spinning right now. Nas. I was like, is he spinning? Is he having a hard time? He posted like 3 Father's Day Instas like, look, I'm a good dad. And then like 6 promos. It's pretty sad.
Damn.
Nobody does promo anymore. Yeah. Not really. of promo is the promo.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. When the album's finally out, I didn't like how you acknowledged the meme. Like, yeah, I download. Like, we know it wasn't you. We know it was lawyers or some kind of like nonsense out of your control. I doubt it was Nas hitting a button.
Meme. What meme?
But like
that meme of
Kanye
like,
at the, oh, sorry, Nas at the computer
screen trying to upload an album. Right. You know? Shout out to my Rhyme Feezies that I got on right now. Anybody say nothing about, you know,
Rhyme
what I'm
Feezies?
Yeah, man, these are new Rhyme Fest shoes, yo.
Bro. The benefits go to the kids of Chicago from the purchase.
Nah, these
of the
just
shoes.
Get you kicked out the studio.
I mean, they should.
Well, Jordan, we gonna let you finish.
Wow. I like that. Is that how y'all always in?
Yeah, we do everybody like that.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I listen to it sometimes.
I like that.
But let everybody know how they can find you and what you got coming up.
Yeah, Gray like Suit Boys.
Gray Suit Gang. If you like me, follow me on Twitters at Jordy Ploy, doing the Color Urkel if you're in Philly with Rob Hayes.
Hey.
At Good Comedy Theater at 10 o'clock. And if you don't like me, I understand. Peace. Be safe in these streets.
Shit. Also, same day in New York, June 30th, Auntie's House, 10th one, 8 o'clock, number 4 studios. Go be dope.
Buyer show.
Get tickets.
The best city.
Yeah, Jordan's on the last one. Shit was
fire.
Dope.
I'm going to be with Jordan.
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm too old to not have friends.
Okay. Y'all pre-bait that. That's been the podcast. Thanks for listening, guys.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.